With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. With a new board in place and the province set to lift COVID restrictions, Privateer Days is back on for 2022. The event, held each year in Privateer Park along the Mersey River waterfront in Liverpool, was cancelled the past 2 years due to COVID. Newly elected president Ashley Wynott says the goal this year will be on keeping the event family-friendly and historically focused.
Instead of doing a beer tent this year, we're actually going to keep it as a child-friendly entertainment tent because we have some local bars and pubs that we want to support as well, and they're all very close to where our festivities are going to be.
Wynott says many people have asked about bringing back the fairground rides, but unfortunately, organizers have been unable to secure a provider.
Children don't so much pay attention to the historical side, which is kind of a sin, but they love the pirates and they always love the rides and stuff, and I wish we could have done that for them.
Wynott says the organizers are aware how deeply the pandemic has impacted many of the people and businesses involved with Privateer Days. They have removed the entry fee to participate in the parade and will be lowering fees for vendors to set up at the event.
We're not going to say, like, you know, can you pay $700 to come bring your food truck for the weekend? Because we know right now that's just not feasible. So we're trying to work with everybody and hopefully we meet everybody's expectations.
Wynott says Privateer Days relies on having 30 or so volunteers each day to operate the event. Anyone wishing to be involved can contact the board on the Privateer Days Facebook page. The event will run the weekend of June 24 through 26, which means Wynott and the rest of the organizers have a lot to do in a short amount of time.
We only have 4 months to put this together, so we're going to do the best that we can in the time that we have.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.